This is Tuesday, May 7, 2019, and I'm sitting beholding the Grand Tetons. The mama and her two main companions, and the many others of her family. I've asked for messages from her, and she notes that mountains never stand alone. If you notice, there's always more than one mountain standing together. And sometimes many mountains and hills, and these are all part of a mountain family, just the way trees grow. These are not just individual trees, these are all part of tree families. Just the way humans grow. And if people could begin to see the familial nature of all of the natural world, we would benefit greatly. We are meant to be in family structures. And so it is time for us to come back together again into family structures, those of us who have strayed from that form. There is strength in families. Even the mountains know that. They possess the energy and the medicine of stately, timeless strength. That is the medicine of the mountain. I am also asking information about the New Earth and how they relate to the New Earth. Everything in your Earth has its counterpart in the new earth, the more evolved earth. There is a valence here and a valence there. You want to find your valence, your vibration in new earth and bring it into this one. That is the greatest service you could do for anyone, any planet, any universe. When you stand before something that inspires wonder in you, greet it and ask to receive its medicine. These Tetons are sacred. But all mountains are sacred, and all things are sacred, and all matter is sacred. Some things carry an even stronger vibration than others, and those are the ones that you call the special ones. The highest mountain peaks, the largest boulders, the greatest gemstones, the tallest and thickest trees. When you are before great beings that inspire awe, express your awe, your wonder, and your love. There is a reciprocal relationship, even for the ones that seem to be inanimate. Many people do this with their machine-made, man-made, human-made items. And sometimes that creates a positive effect. Sometimes it creates a negative effect. You can have an energy of reciprocity for anything you see anything you presume to possess. These areas of great power are areas where beings of different sorts tend to congregate. So you have the most sublime energies here, and then the horrors of the killings of the trees, the plants, the animals, the natural world, the possessing, the colonizing, the decimation of peoples who held the medicine. And yet people continue to flock to these places in awe. When you are in awe, be as conscious as you can. Be aware of that awe. Be aware of what you are beholding. Be aware of its consciousness. Be aware of its medicine. Let the mountains mother you. Let the trees and the rocks mother you. Let the ground mother you. And in turn, caretake those beings that need caring. Caretake Mother Earth herself. This is a reciprocal relationship, not one just of taking, but one of giving. And love is, of course, the primary currency of the universe. Draw to yourself the part of you that is in the new earth. Spend time with this. It is a great blessing to yourself and all of creation to do so. It is a great transmutation, and it requires simplicity, quiet, stillness, time, awareness, patience, desire, and love. Ask not to be brought into the new earth. Ask to bring the new earth into you and into your world. The mountains are the guardians of long stretches of time. They do have a life cycle. They are born. They endure. And they fade away. But their lifetime is long, and it follows the timelines of universal proportions. This is why the mountains are so important, and they are connectors to the star realms as well as the inner earth. They last eons of time, just like the universe herself. And yet, as we know, the humans, aided and abetted by certain beings, have come to possess the ability to decimate even mountains. This is something to become aware of and to transform. Bringing humans back into balance of the cycles and learning to express their creativity in other ways and learning to release the energies within themselves that would cause that kind of behavior. Again, pulling yourself into the new earth, pulling the new earth into you, raising yourself to your most evolved vibration will be great medicine for the planet. And you may do this simply by sitting and intending and allowing. There is little great mystery other than simply stating out loud, I now pull the new earth into myself. And also love the mountains, love the waterways, love the trees, love the creatures. Love the landscapes, love the vistas. All of this brings the new earth into yourself. Anything you can do to awaken your wonder to our planet, to awaken your wonder to animals and creatures, to awaken your wonder to fellow humans, to awaken your wonder to the realm of the she and the fae, and to help awaken this wonder in others will go a long way toward bringing the new earth into this earth. For awe and wonder are the key. Awe, wonder, and love. Even those of you living in urban areas, city areas, it need not cost a great deal of money to travel to the nearest area that elicits wonder for you. Those of you who have other resources, you may make trips to those places that elicit wonder. Spend time in them. Bask in the wonder. Give your love to the land, and you will all be involved in a very great healing of your planet. It need not be complicated. Give thanks, be in gratitude, and you will restore Eden on your planet once more.